WIRX.
That feels so macho after falling down the stairs. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
I bet you wish you were a little more macho.
A little bit.
You're feeling a little sore. You bruise like a peach, Brock.
The older I get, the more I say, yeah, that's going to linger for a little bit. I'm going to feel that. The next cold front that comes in, be like, oh, feel it in my knee. Feel it in my knee from when I fell down the stairs.
You bruise easy?
No, not, well, more than I used to, but back when I was younger, not really, no, so.
And I can't remember the last bruise I had.
It's been a while. Of course, you got to do stuff in order to get bruised.
Yes, it's true. Yes, you're right. You got to, like, ride motorcycles and fall downstairs.
It's not like our job requires us getting hit by things all that often, so yeah.
No, you know, I can fall off my electric bike. It's possible.
That's true. God, I've been waiting for it. Waiting for you to get hit by a Volkswagen. That's what it is.
Volkswagen!
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So a 46-year-old guy in Vegas named Brian Gower got arrested last week after he threatened to blow up a casino. And he claimed there was a live grenade. It's a live grenade.
This is a live grenade.
In his butt. In his tuchus, if you will. He told security he was going to blow the place up, and they had 15 minutes to evacuate the building. So they called the cops. It's not clear if they evacuated the place, but no one was really in any danger. While police were talking to Brian, he kept rambling about his ex-wife and about Joe Rogan for some reason.
Oh, God.
Then he told them he had, quote, grenade in his backside, and he wanted pass gas. It's a live grenade in my tuchus.
Hey, first off, hey, bro. A grenade's not going to take a hotel down, just saying.
No, especially, too, if it's, you know.
In your booty
keistered. If you got a prison wallet grenade, it's not going to.
You're going to take most of the blunt.
You'd be like a gross pinata, basically. It turned out he didn't actually have an explosive on him or in him or whatever you might want to call it. He also got arrested for making some sort of bomb threat last year, so I'm guessing it's kind of his thing. He's facing charges for providing false information and a potential act of terrorism.
Jeez.
Dude, he's smiling and giving a thumbs up in his mugshot.
Hey, dude, have you ever held a grenade?
Not like an actual live grenade, but I've held like a fake grenade.
You're not? I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe some people get it in there, but thing's a big metal pineapple look. You know, it's
not very pliable. You know what I mean? That's a
you're
sturdy.
You're not walking around with a smile. Yeah. That's for sure.
That's a live grenade right there.
A live grenade.
Live grenade. Don't pull the pin because it'll explode. Yeah, do it. You know, okay, this guy needs to spend some time in jail. Okay, he's sitting there, you know, he wastes his time at casinos. All right, trying to win big there. He's got problems with his ex-wife. Joe Rogan's in the mix. Then he's saying he's got a keistered grenade. I think we need to get this guy some help. Maybe keep him behind.
Check his pockets.
Yeah, check his pockets. See what's going on. What's going on? And then smiling and giving the thumbs up in his mugshot. Maybe he lost a bet or no, because he's done this before. I can see doing something like this if you lost a bet. Even then, that's not a good...
A Vegas bet of some sort. Yeah. He's got to make...
You know, right. No. You lost a bet. So you got to go tell that security guard you got a grenade in your butt. Okay. All right, fine. I don't know. This is weird. Only in Vegas.
It's a live grenade.
Vegas or Florida. This is where this could happen right there. That's a live grenade. How would you pull the pin up there? Would you have to do like a Kegel just to pull the pin?
You stick your index up there and...
Good God. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.